Tony. How are you?
Doing good. How are you guys doing?
We're good. Tell me, what do you remember about Joe Camillus from kind of the way he dealt with the accident down there?
Well, Joe D's was a great coach, and, you know, he's a good man. I think everyone in the building liked him, and, you know, he just has a great way of, you know, getting to his players, and just, you know, he's got a great passion for the game, so, you know, really enjoyed being around him.
Tony, how important is it for you guys to get your running game going as far as getting your entire offense energized?
Well, I think, you know, we're just trying to do it in some ways. Each week you have a plan on how to attack certain teams and what you want to do. And, you know, some weeks you're going to run it more than others. And I think that's just, you know, you get out there and you always want to have some balance and do some good things.
So you're a ESPN Magazine doing a cover story on you. First of all, are you concerned that there's a jinx that goes with that? But that kind of a situation, does it do anything within the locker room when one guy is featured as much as that?
No. I mean, that stuff just a bunch of stuff for people to talk about. You know, I don't think it really has any bearing. You know, we had the Sports Illustrated thing here, and, you know, we won after that, too. So there's always stuff could be talked about, but none of it really matters. You got to go play and you got to go win, and that's all that it comes down to.
As far as, you know, seeing the Bears under Mel Tucker's defense, any just general differences you notice in terms of either scheme, either personnel, whatever, from what it used to be?
Yeah, there's some subtle differences. You know, some stuff here and there. I don't want to get into great detail with it, but I think you could definitely tell they have a similar system, but are doing some different things in certain situational football. And you know, you just have to go out there and execute the plays that are called.
Tony, has it been any different playing after signing the contract than before? We have a quarterback up here with a contract that runs out at the end of the year, and I didn't know whether you kind of let yourself think about that sort of stuff or not.
Yeah, good question. I think, personally, it really didn't matter. You know, I think more than anything, just as a competitor, you want to play, and you want to play at a high level, and that really matters more than any dollar amount or anything they could do. We get paid, you know, way too much money already to play this game, and I think, you know, just being an athlete and a competitor, we just love to go out there and compete day in and day out, and, you know, that kind of holds true for me.
Is it an asset or a problem sometimes to have team ownership so closely involved with the day-to-day stuff?
I don't understand that question. What do you mean?
Having Jerry so close to the day-to-day stuff, difficult or helpful to have access to the owner like that?
Well, I guess I don't know what you mean by having that, you know, the day-to-day. You know, we don't see Jerry day-to-day. You know, I think more than anything, he's a fantastic owner. And, you know, I think that, you know, I've been very lucky to have someone who loves to win and compete as much as I do. And, you know, we're just lucky to have that here in Dallas. And Jerry's been fantastic. I think everybody that has worked for him would tell you that. So, as the rest of it, that's just, you know, stuff that kind of gets talked about that's probably not very accurate.
Tony has a quarterback who's done well in the NFL, coming from a mid-major. Be interested in your thoughts on some of the guys at your alma mater and Jordan Lynch in Northern Illinois. A lot of people question whether they can make that transition. What are your thoughts on that?
Are you talking about Eastern Illinois or Northern?
Eastern. No, first of all, Eastern Illinois. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's been great to see. They've had a great season this year. They're getting some great play by their quarterback, and the coaching staff and some of the players down there have done a great job. So, you know, I'm just excited to, you know, just see what they've been doing and see what can happen this year.
And with Lynch, do you think he's a valid Heisman guy?
What's that?
And with Jordan Lynch, what do you make of him?
I think he's doing a great job. You know, anytime your team is playing as well as they are, you know, you have to have certain people step up and are playing at a high level, and he's definitely doing that.
Anything else?
Will it be, I'll give you one more. will be interesting to see Ratliff across the field on Monday.
Yeah, I think he'll probably get some more snaps and, you know, get out there and do what he does best. And, you know, you got to be prepared for all those guys. And, you know, they got a good defensive front, and it'll be a great test for us. And we'll prepare all week for it.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Tony.
All right. Thanks, guys. Bye.